Season 2 is getting close, I promise. But for right now, let's listen to Ryan's feminine side, all by herself. Welcome to this, the fourth minisode in our intergalactic audio drama, which we call Roswell B.C. Before the crash.
Yes, this is Ryan, Trillistel's finest private detective. It's time you heard a little more from this side of me. I suppose it was during my time at the Chisholm Ranch that my feminine side made enough of a breakthrough for me to begin to accept it as a valid part of who I am. It helped me to look at Neela in a different way. Yes, I was still drawn to her by her beauty, but I was starting to trust her. To trust her judgment, to trust her mind, to trust her to become more than just my client. To become my partner in this increasingly complicated case we found ourselves in. Oh, who am I kidding? It was going to take a lot longer to move the mountain of self-sufficiency and bravado my masculine side had piled up over the years. But at least I was beginning to chip away at it. I still didn't fully trust Neela. She had too many secrets that made me nervous. And to tell you the truth, I suppose it was actually my feminine side that kept a close watch on those secrets. And I was still worried about the influence Billy was having on her. But here's where some of the difference comes in. Instead of feeling pure jealousy, as I would have before, I wondered if perhaps Neela was not the one being influenced after all. I was starting to suspect that she was using Billy's attraction to her to make sure he helped us find Orb. Now, the concern I had for Tolop came in equal measures from both my masculine and feminine sides. I wouldn't have acknowledged it at the time, but that combination might have been a first. As I look back on it, I can't separate into masculine and feminine the thoughts and emotions I had about Tolop's situation. I was just me, and I wanted more than anything to be able to rescue my friend. And maybe, just maybe, that was happening at just the right time, because then there was Eddie. I was going to need every part of me working together if I was going to defeat her and the Metsies. She had fooled me longer than anyone had ever done before. If I went after her with only my masculine side, she would see me coming a galaxy away. And that was something I couldn't afford.
Roswell, BC comes to you straight from Roswell, New Mexico. This minisode of Roswell, BC is entitled The Other Voice and features the voice of Jill Bailey as the feminine Ryan. The Roswell, BC theme music was composed and recorded by Brian Hunley. The artwork for our podcast cover and posters is the creation of Logan Pack. Roswell, BC was created, written, directed, and produced by yours truly, Boyd Barrett. We want to thank our patrons on Patreon, Scott Phillips of Audio Oblivious Productions and John Grills of Small Town Horror Podcast. If you've enjoyed this episode, please subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, Overcast, Spreaker, or TuneIn Radio. And please leave us a great review while you're there. You can also visit our website at roswellbc.com. The story is headed your way.